aspersion verging on versions of virgin aversion.
Today, Monday, January 16th, 2017. Happy Great Americans Day with Fast Heart Mart or The Problem with Everything. Hey, everybody. I'm Holiday Rob.
I'm Loki Sapfoot.
And today, we have special guest
Fast Heart Mart.
And, episode 79.
Yeah, 79.
In the logbook.
Yep.
How's it going? How's it going, Martin?
Good.
Martin.
Doing great.
Yes.
Do people often sing the Martin theme song with Martin Lawrence at you?
Martin. They used to. Not as much anymore, man. It kind of went away.
Yeah, I could see that.
Nobody's seen that show anymore, right?
Right.
Nope. It's kinda,
what's up?
What's up?
That was a good show.
The 90s.
In this podcast, you'll hear us talk about Europe.
Yeah, European vacation.
Fast Heart Mart's travels through Europe.
Fast Heart Mart's Autobahn adventure.
Woohoo!
That should be a children's book. A lot of cursing, middle fingers.
Yeah, I don't curse too much, do I?
No. I mean, not compared to us. I always warn people about this podcast.
If you like our podcast, you can subscribe to it on iTunes.
Just click subscribe. You can also give us 5 stars. I gave us 4 out of 5.
You can give us as many stars as you want. We'd prefer 5. I mean, whatever you got to do, though. No, be honest.
I think you got to give us 5.
I'm for transparency and honesty in this endeavor. You should give us however many you feel is warranted, I think.
Don't give people choices. Then they'll do stupid things with their choices.
Well, there is that.
I'm on Twitter. How about you guys?
Yup.
I think so.
Well, I'm at Holiday Rob, all one word.
You can find me at Sapfoot.
I'm more of an Instagram and Facebook guy, but everything syncs to Twitter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what are those?
It's all Fast Heart Mart? It's all Fast Heart Mart. Yeah. Everything.
Nice.
Keep it streamlined, baby.
Yeah.
Make it easy to find.
Yeah.
Good deal. Video games? I'm not playing anything right now.
I'd waste most of my time playing video games. You can find me Loki Sapfoot, all one word, with a W in Loki. You know how it's spelled. You know how we do.
If you're listening to this, you know.
Yeah. Xbox Live, Nintendo Network, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. We're also on Facebook. Just punch in The Problem with Everything.
Yeah,
just,
you should know how to use the internet by now. You can do it.
It's difficult.
Yeah. But yeah, follow us or whatever it's called. Be friends with us, whatever the term is. Yeah, be friends. Be friendly.
Be fierce.
Be bold. I don't know.
Be bold.
What do you got going on? You got shows coming up?
Going to be at Corrales Bistro. Quietly Kept will be on the 28th. That's still happening. I think we're playing something on the 23rd too, but not sure. That might be Bert's.
All right.
But I don't, I should know better, especially with it being a week out.
Yeah. That's how it goes sometimes. Maybe you go like quietlykept.com or something.
Quietlykept.com.
Find out all that info.
Yeah.
Because Rob doesn't remember.
Yeah.
All right.
I got things to do, man.
Go to lokisapfoot.com. I plan on doing something with it eventually.
Boom.
You know, I say that every week, whatever.
We're also so. on YouTube, so you can watch us in the video flesh, the digital flesh.
Yeah, the pixelated, dirty flesh.
Yep, it's disgusting.
Ooh. This week I'll be slurping my coffee directly into the mic.
All right. Yeah, it's a morning. What the fuck?
It was sniffling 2 weeks ago. Last week I was burping into the mic. This week I'll be slurping coffee. Yeah.
Folgers, first thing in the morning.
Is this the first morning podcast we've ever done?
I did the interview with the phone interview with...
That's even weirder. Phone in the morning.
Yeah. I had coffee too. I had a French press all set up. It was fancy.
Nice.
So, how did the show go last night that I didn't even make it to?
It was great. Both shows yesterday were really great. Yeah, there was a good turnout, both shows. Why didn't you come, man?
I was working.
Oh.
It was lame.
That happens. People have to work and stuff.
Yeah, I worked all weekend. here on a Great Americans Day.
Yeah, welcome to Great Americans Day.
Or, you know, more commonly known as Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Most of the country celebrates it as Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but certain pockets of our great nation.
Of our great democracy.
It bothers them to acknowledge him, so they're calling it Great Americans Day instead. It's like the bizarro version of Indigenous Peoples Day on Columbus Day.
Well, if you had somebody killed in your house, you wouldn't be like, hey, this is great person that got killed in my house day. This day in history.
It's the thing I saw was in Mobile, Alabama, which I think is where he died.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's Montgomery.
Is it?
Somebody better fact check that.
It's all just Alabama.
We can't just put that shit out there.
I thought he died in Memphis, but that's, I don't know.
Pretty much all the same place to me.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know the difference.
Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee.
We have a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
And our guest today, Mr. Fastheart Martin Stamper.
Historian.
Historian. World traveler.
American Day champion. Great American
Day. So
Martin Luther King Jr., though, man, I like to talk about how not only was he standing up for civil rights of, black people and minorities, but he's also trying to shrink the wealth disparity and for everybody. He was just trying to make the world a better place for everybody.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times that gets lost in his campaign or his fight. A campaign is such a weak word to describe what Martin Luther King Jr. did.
It was a revolution of the mind.
Totally.
And an outward one too. Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
That's why they killed him, because he was starting to go after rich people's pockets.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah, he was speaking out against Vietnam, so that started becoming problematic.
What a Wascally Wabbit.
But yeah.
Oh man,
they didn't want his ability to move people to stop their profit war.
I think it's like the only holiday on our calendar that really means anything anymore. We've got Christmas. That's bizarre. I like that one
because I like the solstice, which is what it is. You know,
yeah, that's true.
There's magic in there.
I just don't know why they can't recognize Saturnalia for those of us who are pagans.
Yeah, I recognize. Saturnalia was Roman. Solstice festival. Yeah. They just got wasted for like a week or two.
Really?
Just a giant orgy and booze, food.
An incredible time to be alive.
Do you know that the vomitorium shit is not what everyone thinks it is?
Really? It's like, not a thing?
It was a word for the entrance to a stadium, like the Colosseum. The big place where everyone went in was the vomitorium. Which is where vomit, like to expel, comes from, because that's where everyone would leave the place all at once. It was wide enough walkway for everybody to walk through, and that's what a vomitorium was.
Weird.
Everyone misinterprets vomitorium to mean that they were all bulimic, which I think that happened too, but it wasn't that widespread.
Yeah.
It was just like the super elites would do that kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Does it have any relation to the word auditorium?
The orium part does. It's a place.
Ah.
So like an auditorium is a place you go to hear things, because it's built acoustically for the audio to travel to the top.
Yeah.
Latin.
Learning some shit. See, this is why we should do this in the morning. We're much more,
I was just going to say, I feel much less.
Less articulate?
Yeah. I got like the slight hangover, I guess I drank more booze than I realized while I nervously sipped and watched millionaires running around in tights nervously.
Watched American Hand Egg.
Yeah. They shouldn't call it football. Did they just name it football out of spite?
It almost feels like it, right? Like they're all, oh, I'm British football. Ha, ha, ha. And they're like, no, this is football.
There's actually, they started calling football soccer in Britain before anyone actually came to the U.S. though, I read.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Americans didn't invent the word soccer. They just adopted it for whatever reason.
to distinguish from hand egg.
Yeah, hand egg. Yeah. Right, because you play it with your hands and it looks like an egg. It's not round.
Yeah, not very much time on the foot.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally a foot touches it. But most of the time it's a penalty. If you kick it around, you can't.
Or do they mean that the ball is being moved on foot, like while a person is on their feet?
I don't know. Why did they call it that?
So if we like took the same hand egg and did car, would it be car ball? And that doesn't make much sense either.
Did car? What do you mean?
Like, well, I'm saying it's football because they're on their feet. They're like moving on their feet.
So if it was like Rocket League, they're playing it'd be rocket
ball. Yeah, or yeah, car ball.
Car ball.
Or on bicycles, it would be bike ball.
All right.
Okay. Anyway.
That'd be a good game.
Bike ball?
They like do polo on bicycles or something.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have
people
you?
Actually do that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen it where they build like custom bikes that are taller and they do jousting. So there's like
I've seen that.
Yeah, it was like double stacked height, so then it's more consequence if you get knocked off or whatever.
Damn.
That's some Portland stuff, right?
They yeah. That on, like, Portland. That's that kind of
yeah.
That kind of place.
So you're living in San Diego these days?
Yeah, I've been there out there for about 3.5 years now.
From here, I mean, I don't know, originally, or I know you were here when
I, was
I first
here.
Met you.
I lived here in Albuquerque for about 11, 12 years. And then after I left here, I was kind of on the road for like 3 years, just wandering around in my Volkswagen.
Nice.
and then I went to Virginia for about a year, and then that didn't work out. So then I moved to San Diego. I wanted to come back to Albuquerque, but I had a good opportunity for myself in San Diego, so I went out there. And the weather's great, and I have like this nice apartment, and I've just got no reason to leave there.
Yeah, those are the things. Those are the things we search for, the comforts.
It is, right? Huh?
That's yeah. The basic. I mean, you have shelter and stability, and that's all you need.
Well, it's like every place else I've lived in, even Albuquerque, when I was living here, I was like, man, I got to go to a place where it doesn't get so cold in the winter times, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And now I've got it, like in San Diego, and I'm like, now when it's time to like flee and find some problem with my life that I have to leave town, I can't really do it unless I want to move to Hawaii. It's like, I'm not going to do that.
Just a slight upgrade.
It's weird because like sometimes like when you live in another place, you're like, I'm going to go on vacation, go to San Diego, go on vacation. The first year I was in San Diego, I was like, I'm going to go on vacation. I was like, where the heck does anybody go when they live in San Diego already?
Right.
Like on vacation.
You go to Minnesota in January just to get something different.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think I could live. I wouldn't like living in a place where it's just 76 degrees year round.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like.
I think you think that until you do. And then, and then you're like, when does it get cold? Oh, it doesn't ever get cold. Cool. Shorts.
I prefer like too cold to too hot though.
Yeah.
Because once I'm naked, it's still hot.
Can't get cooler than that.
But you can always grab another blanket.
Or go running.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Colder works for me better than hot, but.
Like, I'm sweaty anyway. When I lived in New Orleans, I wasn't dry the whole time I lived there. I'd get in the shower, and then I couldn't dry off because I'd start sweating before I could get the water off. And then I'd get to class, and where my backpack was just a swamp and, like, stick to the chair and leave steam marks. It was awful. So uncomfortable all the time.
Well, these things happen.
How long did you live in New Orleans?
Only for just a semester. My first semester when I went to college, I went to New Orleans and it was awful.
I've visited New Orleans. I've played New Orleans twice and it's been great, but it's also been like crazy, man. Like,
yeah.
It's like the deltas there, right? Where the Mississippi meets the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like super turbulent. And you could like, if you look at the water and like, if I just jumped in there a little too far, I would just like get sucked down, probably never come up again. And I started feeling like that with all the booze and stuff. Like, I got to this place, you know, that place, Charlie's Checkpoint Charlie's. Did you ever go there?
I think so.
It's this bar there, and they have a laundromat in it. So like you can do your laundry while you're drinking.
Yeah.
And they had an open mic there. So I was like, this is going to be a perfect way to spend a Sunday night in New Orleans. I'm going to go play this open mic, do my laundry.
Yeah, you know? Awesome.
And I get there and I sit down with these people and they're super nice. I had no intentions of drinking. I really didn't. I was like, I was on a pretty straight edge at the time. And this couple is like, let's buy you a drink. And it's like 6 o'clock at night, you know. They bought me a Hurricane, which nobody buys apparently in New Orleans. Nobody drinks Hurricanes who lives there.
Just the tourists.
They're like, that's some tourist bullshit. So, but they bought me one just so I could say I had one or whatever.
Hurricane's just like Kool-Aid and vodka, right? Or something. Everclear.
It's just like this big red thing that comes in a huge glass or something. Yeah.
I just know when all the frats were doing their rush week or whatever it is, there's just like the streets down like the frat row by the school would just running red with red vomit, you know.
And the vomitorium. And so anyway, like it was like 6 o'clock at night when I got there. I put in my clothes into the washing machine and this couple buys me a drink and then they bought me dinner. And then they bought me another drink. Before you know it, I'm like playing this open mic, and I'm wasted drunk, like talking smack about New Orleans, like about how I don't even remember what I said, but people were like, "You really shouldn't be saying that about New Orleans, like in New Orleans, it's not cool." And so it was like things got crazy, and before I knew it, it was like midnight, and I forgot my clothes were in the washing machine, so like. Finally, I go get my clothes, put them in the dryer, and then before I know it, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, shit, things must be like winding down, gonna close.
They don't.
People were still coming, like more people were coming in. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. People were still coming in. This was a Sunday night.
Yeah, it was like walking to school, or it was like walking to class, and I have to walk through the city, and you just smell last night's booze and piss and vomit like in the gutters that run under the streets and the sun is starting to hit it, so it's starting to bake in the humid air and the whole city just smells like that. Like it's pretty exciting to visit there, you feel like a pirate king or whatever, but living there,
I bet that's
just awful.
So I ended up going home with this girl. I had no idea who she was. We're still friends now, but I had no idea.
It wasn't because I thought the story was gonna go like this couple was buying you drinks. I thought they were trying to do it like a swinger thing.
No, I didn't get that vibe. I'm still friends with them too, actually. Oh, nice. They sail all over the world. They're a really cool couple.
Wow. Sweet.
I think they just like my music. They were like into the music and stuff and just like so anyway, like I go home with this girl, end up way out in some part of the city. I had no idea where I was at. The next morning, I woke up, and she's, like, sound asleep. I have no idea where I'm at. I have no idea where my van is, anything. So I just hopped on the first city bus that I could find that was going by. I was like, is this going, like, towards the French Quarter at all? And they're like, oh, yeah, it'll go close. And so finally I get back to the French Quarter, and I'm, like, exhausted, totally exhausted because I barely slept, and I'm way hungover. I was like, I'm just going to go get some breakfast at this place. And I sit down to have breakfast. And this woman walks up beside me and she's like, let me buy you a drink. And it's like 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever, you know. And I was like, I got to get out of here. I jumped in my van and left, dude. I was like, this town is going to suck me in.
Yeah. One thing that's cool.
Got to get out of here.
Being from here and going to New Orleans, though, the elevation change, you're like a Kenyan marathon runner, you know, that trains at the high elevation and then run. Like, you have that sort of drinking endurance. You just never really get over the dangerous hump.
Totally.
You're just always in that perfect valley of.
I never experience that. Every time I go to LA, my friends get me like blackout.
Really?
I can't remember.
When I go down an elevation, I feel like a superhero. Like,
I mean, probably, that's probably what's happening is I'm like, I've had like five. I feel great. Like, yeah. You know?
So then you overdo it too much because you think you're invincible.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's dangerous. It's a dangerous world. That's hilarious, though. So I haven't been back to New Orleans since.
No, I did go back. I went back again, and it was kind of the same thing. So I like the place. I like New Orleans. Like, it's fun. It's a ton of fun, but I know it would just totally destroy me if I stayed too long, you know?
Right, right.
Because this woman was saying, when I was having breakfast that morning, she was saying, if you come here and you get a job and you show up on time for a week, they're going to make you, like, the manager. because nobody comes to work here. Like, nobody goes to work. They like, come when they want. Like, just like,
that's so crazy. Yeah, it's just constant chaos, especially in the French Quarter. Like, you walk down the street and there's just like the whatever the byproducts of hundreds of years of changing architecture. There'll be just these little nooks like between buildings that's just big enough for a guy to stand with a keg and a stack of cups and a cash box. And I guess it's just totally legal. They just set up shop like a taco truck and just sell you beers for like $3 or whatever.
That's awesome.
It's so crazy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
The drive-through, they have drive-through daiquiri places. And it's legal because it has a lid on it. So it's not an open container, even though it's just a like drive-through cup with a straw hole.
Right.
Maybe if you put the straw in, it becomes illegal while you're driving.
Why did you need to put that straw in, sir? Yeah. I didn't have anywhere else to put my straw.
Yeah, that place is insane. And it's the whole place just embodies chaos, because even the ground is constantly shifting, so all the streets are all like fucked up and there's just like roots everywhere. And yeah, it's so
like,
bizarre.
Like a city shouldn't exist there,
right? Yeah, even the ground is just constant tumult and chaos and change. It's, yeah, crazy place.
Madness.
House of the Rising Sun, baby.
So this year, this past year, 2016, this past year you went to Europe.
Yeah.
And you spent more like 90 days out there?
It was about more like 60.
60?
Yeah, it was like 2 months. I was there in Germany and Finland.
Playing shows?
Playing music, yeah, playing nice. Shows. And yeah.
How did that go?
It was great, man. The audiences there are cool. Like the first night I played was in Belgium, and it was this tiny little pub, right? Like you could probably squeeze like 20 Americans in there. But the Belgians and like the Europeans, they like hanging out with, like, even if they're strangers, they'll like congregate together. Like, there was like this big table.
I don't like it. I need space.
There was this, all right, you American pig.
There's just like this big table in front of me, right? And then there's all these little tables like out in kind of the periphery of the pub. And I noticed all these people started coming in. And they're like sitting at, they all like congregate to this big table. Nobody wants to like sit by themselves. They all want to like sit together and listen to the music. And it's just a different mentality, man, over there. Like they actually like being together and they like listening to music and paying attention. And they tip, they're like used to tipping musicians. It's just kind of part of the culture.
Yeah.
Like almost every show I played there was no guarantees like for money.
Pay.
But it was just all based on tips. So I'd pass my hat, literally take my cowboy hat off and pass it around and have like tons of Euro coins. They have these coins that they don't have $1 bills. They don't have ones or twos. They have coins, one or two coins. So my hat was like busting like with all these coins. It was so heavy. And like every day I'd have to like try to get a bartender to like change in my coins. Otherwise I'd be running around with these bags of coins. I literally was.
You
running
are like track. A pirate. Yeah,
totally. And it got to me to wondering, I wrote about this. It's like, I don't go to strip clubs. I've never been to one in my life.
So yeah, me either.
It's
I've been to one and it was to pick up a person.
And, but I was wondering like, how would strippers handle that? If there's no like, would they only
make
get fives
hail.
Or yeah.
Just throw coins at them.
Yeah, like stuffing coins and
all these crack, like the dime slot
coin, yeah. All these coin size welts on bruises and welts.
Maybe they don't have strippers over there. I don't know.
Maybe they have a little coin purse that hangs off the side of the G string. You know, like right. like a baseball totally. Umpire has those big balls of the bags of baseballs that hang down.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's just clipped to the G string, and then
well, hopefully, it has like a cartoon money symbol on it.
Yeah.
So, what were the countries that you visited?
So, it was in Germany, Belgium, and Finland. Really,
Finland.
I didn't get to go down to France. I just didn't have the energy to go all the way down to France. So I didn't.
So, is Finland like amazing though? Like beautifully gorgeous outside?
It is. It's really beautiful out there. When I was there, it was in the middle of the summer, so the sun almost never went down. It would go down for like 3 hours.
Because it's super high
north
latitude, longitude, whatever it is.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, I guess in the summertime, the Finnish people, they love it because there's sun out. Because in the wintertime, they only get, like, 3 or 4 hours of sunlight.
Yeah.
So it's, like, completely opposite. So one night I went to this party. It was raging. It was like going at, like, 7 o'clock. I show up and people are partying, you know. And I'm, like, kind of lightweight. So I go to bed at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Because people are just raging at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. And the sun's barely down even at 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what. So I go to sleep. And I wake up at, like, 7 to use the bathroom or whatever. And these people are still raging, you know. And I was like, are you guys ever going to go to sleep?
We'll and they're sleep like, in yeah, the winter.
Yeah, kind of. They're like, yeah, we're going to go to sleep soon. And then I woke back up again at like 9 or 10, and they're still going. And they didn't go to sleep until like 1 o'clock the next day. It was like,
that's crazy.
They just love it in the summertime. It's a good time of year to go over there.
That is some like Viking party shit, man.
It was.
Those were the Vikings, so yeah.
I don't know anything about Finland, but I picture it as Hyrule in my head.
What's that mean?
From Legend of Zelda, like the land that Legend of Zelda takes place in. Just like a lush kingdom of colorful elves, pretty much.
Yeah, you could see a little bit of that. It's kind of flat, though. It's pretty flat. Yeah, like, it's pretty lush, but it is really flat, and there's tons of lakes. Like, I borrowed somebody's car for, like, a week, and I remember being like, I just want to go to Subway. I was out in the middle of nowhere, like, spending some time out in the countryside. I was like, I want to go to Subway, and I could see it on the map, and if you could just go, like, a straight line... It would have been like three miles.
Like, maybe I can swim to it.
But you have to go around all these lakes. And it's like, so it took like 3 hours to get to this Subway.
Oh my God.
And I was just so in the mood for a Subway sandwich at that point because I couldn't. Sometimes I would order stuff over there.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what it was because it wasn't in English. And I would end up with some stuff that I was like, I don't really like this food. And well, so.
In Finland, don't they do a lot of, I thought they do reindeer a lot.
Do they?
I didn't know. Maybe it's Norway that I'm thinking.
There's reindeer in Finland, though. There's a lot of reindeer there. Yeah, up north. That's like part, but that's more of a northern Finland thing, I think. I was like down in the south.
Oh, okay.
Helsinki. But it was cool, man.
Oh, they do the fish, right?
Maybe.
No?
I don't even know. I'm really bad about eating, man. I just go, what I did is I would go to the grocery store and get cans of chili.
Yeah.
And just eat that. Because I just got kind of worn out from trying to figure out what I was going to eat and stuff. I'm like a picky eater.
That's pretty hard, yeah. When you're on the road.
Totally. But I showed up there and like in Helsinki and there's like, all, like it looked like I was in like 1988. Like all these headbangers are around and stuff. I was like, this is crazy. And it turns out Black Sabbath was playing that night like in Helsinki. And you could hear him because it was an outdoor stadium. You could hear him from the train station. Like, you could hear, well, it was the opening band. You could hear him. And it was kind of cool. They're way into metal there, man. They love the metal.
That's like where the black metal is, right? Where people like murder their friends the for music.
The darkest of the dark metal.
Yeah.
That's, no, is that Finland?
I listen to a band from Norway, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all of Scandinavia is known
with the
for
black
its,
face
for its
paint and
black metal. Yeah, they even have it in commercials, like mint and gum bizarre. Commercials.
In Finland?
Yeah.
That's weird.
In Scandinavia, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, it reminds me of, I was actually going to ask you about this. Is there a name for people who like Drowning Pool and Five Finger Death Punch? It's like everyone else in their trailer park listens to Toby Keith, but they're into metal. But it's like... You know, Disturbed and Godsmack and shit.
It's barely classifiable.
Yeah, it's like
as...
corporate butthole metal. Like, is there a name? It's not Heschers. That's a different thing. Is there a stereotypical name I can call?
Not yet.
Come up with it.
There needs to be one.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
Like new Hesher.
Yeah. With NU.
NU.
No, that's confusing because it's not new metal.
It's not.
It kind of is. I don't know.
It's post new metal. So post new Hesher.
Yeah, these like metal bands that like are support the Iraq war and shit. Like, why are you making art? Go fuck yourself. Like, what are you screaming about? What are you upset about? Why are you upset? Yeah.
Belgium. Wait, so Germany, then Belgium or Belgium?
Yeah, so I was in Germany. I flew into Hamburg, Germany.
Yeah.
And then the first show on the tour was in Belgium. So it was like a 6-hour drive on the Autobahn.
Ah.
Yeah, that was...
No speed limit, huh?
No speed limit. Jesus. And I had a Toyota Yaris kind of thing.
Max is out at like 77.
Yeah. That's no joke, man. I had a bad headwind when I first got that car at the airport. And it's in kilometers per hour, you know, like there's no miles per hour over there. But I couldn't get it over like 100 kilometers an hour, which I think is like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is crazy. This is not going to work, man. But I found out it was just because I had a bad headwind. But there's these cars, like as soon as I got on the Autobahn that day, there was these big fat Mercedes. You could just see them coming down the road. Seriously, 180 miles an hour.
Jesus.
And I don't know if you guys have ever been on the road where a car goes like 180 miles an hour.
It moves you.
It like, does. It literally shakes your car, yeah. And you're like, "What was that?" Something just went by really fast. So you gotta like stay. You cannot be in the left lane unless you're going 180 to 200 miles an hour.
Yeah,
or else you'll just get crushed.
Are there? I think I have heard that there's fewer accidents somehow.
Is it a straighter road?
Are there no curves
no,
at all?
It's because people don't sit in the left lane. Like
they just know what they're doing.
A good amount of the fact that accidents don't happen is because people stay out of the left lane. So what happens, why a lot of accidents happen is because people are like trying to weave in and out of traffic because some people are just like, I can be in the left lane. I'm going the speed limit. No, just get the fuck out of the way if you can.
Right.
And that's the reason is because everybody knows like I'm going to get mowed down if I don't stay out of the left lane.
Yeah. Well, what I heard is because people were talking about that sentiment you're talking about, but they were like, yeah, there's less accidents, but when there is, everybody dies.
Devastating.
It's like right. Everybody dies.
Obliteration.
Everyone in a square mile is destroyed. Like,
totally.
It's like from the shockwave.
A disaster. Yeah. It's like no fender benders, like pull over, you know, call your insurance company or whatever.
So there's half the accidents, but four times the death.
Yeah, totally. 100 people were killed in the...
in an Autobahn fender bender.
Yeah.
Was it really a bent fender? We didn't really find any pieces of a fender, but...
Dude, I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook, but I posted this picture of a guy who was out there on a four-wheeler.
Jesus.
He had a license plate on the four-wheeler. Street legal. He's doing like seriously 100 miles an hour on this four-wheeler, man, on the Autobahn. I was like, this is like Mad Max.
Yeah, that's like
some Mad Max stuff.
Mad Max future.
People ride motorcycles on it too.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Totally, man. Oh my motorcycles God, are dude. Screaming. Yeah, they're just going by, man.
It's so terrifying. I'm such a pussy.